All right, man, we'll go do this before Craig House.
Yeah. This one goes out to all my wizards.
Professor from Calarian Community College.
It's worldwide. Stop.
Now, at least makes me question if he's just open to everything.
Open to fucking everything, really?
Well, that's what they gotta call it now, because if he's into non-sexuals, you just gotta say you're open to everything.
Non-sexual. What the fuck is a non-sexual?
You know, those weird asses that, you know, don't have a gender.
I thought those were non-binary.
Yeah, same difference. Non-gender, non-binary, whatever.
Oh,
binary, okay. Non-binary, I don't fucking know. I ain't one of them.
No shit. Yeah.
So I think if you're truly a bisexual, you would have to be open for everything.
Yeah, well, so
including
wouldn't
the nons,
you be a trisexual because you'll try
everything?
Anything?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Hey, welcome to Energy Cardboard Crack House. This is Attack Helicopter Earl Grey.
And the frog that didn't turn gay, parking lot.
Goddamn frogs turn gay.
Not this one. I got out of the swamp. Me and Kermit. We survived.
Man, we got some good news. Parking lot brought something to my attention today. So, our lovely friend, Gavin Verhey, he's on the rules committee, isn't he?
No, I believe he's just a WOTC employee that had spearheads commander.
Let me look that up. EDH rules.
Who's on the committee?
I thought he was on the committee. I thought he was on the committee. Let me find out.
Or is he part of the advisory group?
Oh, he's on the advise. Star City. Yeah, Star City ain't got nothing to do with fucking commander. Why did it take me to fucking Star City? Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It's Gavin Dugan is okay. The rules committee. Sheldon Minery, Toby Elliott, and Scott Larrabee.
Okay.
But our boy Gavin Verhey seems to like him a little bit older.
I mean, 36 ain't that old. She just looks older.
Parking lot brought to my attention. Gavin put up something. So, what do you guys, or what do you all think of Keldheim Limited so far? Nobody's playing Limited because, oh, that's right. Shops aren't fucking open. Retard.
We're in a pandemic.
We're fucking, Sam Black, it's very me, but a little too me. My drafts feel similar, and it's very hard to break out to try new different things. No shit. The set actually, it's got some good cards, but it sucks. But we got someone here with a verified blue check mark.
Like I said, and I made this comment in the DJ chat, so you would have already seen this. But blue check marks gather together, I've noticed.
Yeah, but this one is a particular blue check mark that most WOTC, or not WOTC, but fanboys for Magic will denounce that they watch it, but yeah, they secretly definitely do it because their palms are hairy.
Ah, shit. I need to shave my palms. Fuck.
So, Ryan Keeley, at Ryan Keeley on Twitter, is a porn star.
Yeah.
She's been in the business now for a while. Let's go back to her early days. So her first video came out in 2007. Andrew Blake's ex. We're looking at her IMDb page. The funny thing is some of this shit's funny. Life on Top TV series. Her name was Berlin. Porno. Third Degree Films TV series. Ryan Keeley. Her and Lexi Bell. When did porn videos become TV series? The Lesbian Babysitter's 9 video. The Lesbian Analingus. It is what I'm saying. Analingus, which means tongue in that asshole, 2013. But we got Porn Stars Like It Big TV series. Contracts a Cock. That's the name of the episode. And you guys...
Well, you know...
Here's the thing. Virtual signaling. Magic players go to... No one has said one fucking thing to Gavin about this right here.
Nope.
Not one fucking thing. Why is it okay for him to do this and Therese Nielsen to like Trump?
No, what was that one gal a while back who was going to be a content creator, but she was also the side hustle.
Doing the side hustle of, OnlyFans. They kicked her to the curb. She's doing pretty well on her YouTube channel. She doesn't need WotC. You know, no one's given Gavin here a pass on.
No one's saying anything that Gavin's not only being commented by, but following a porn star.
Oh,
and so being followed by a porn star.
He is following he is also following.
Yes. Yes. I have the documents.
You know, we haven't had any good spicy news in a while for
And this finally gives it something a little different.
So let's fill this thing in. So, you know, Biffo likes to bring up, what's his name? Morrow. But Gavin Verhey is also a senior Magic the Gathering designer at Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah.
Let's see. What sets did he develop since 2011? Aether Revolt. Conspiracy. Conspiracy Taking the Crown. Fate Reforged. Gatecrash. From the Vaults Angels. From the Vaults Annihilation. From the Vaults 20. Yes, from the Vaults 20. Ixalan. Kaladesh. Modern Master 17. Oath of the Gatewatch. Shadows over Innistrad. He was the lead designer for Arch Enemy Nicol Bolas. Commander 2017 and Battle Bond. Mark Rosewater considers him part of the fifth generation of Magic designers. Okay, so let me get this straight. We used to have pedophiles as judges.
Yep.
We had rapists that were on the Pro Tour.
Rapists as artists.
Yes. And they kicked out a content creator because she showed titty on Twitch and on OnlyFans through Patreon or whatever. Okay. Sexualizing magic, as they put it. But this man here is a lead designer, and he's he's following, and a porn star is following him. Do you see the shape of his head is like an egg?
Yes, he looks like that one brain guy from fucking whatever recent film that's evading my mind.
Oh, man.
Big mind, big brain. I don't fucking remember his name.
Megamind.
Yes, Megamind. There we go. I knew I was going to spew it out eventually. But, I mean, come on.
Like, the man is 30 years old, okay? So, to be honest, Ryan Keeley was born in...
84?
1984. Okay, so she's 10 years younger than me. She is 36 years old. From the picture that she has on her IMDb page to for what she looks at now, tall, sultry, slender. No. She might be tall, 5'9", but she sure in the fuck ain't sultry, and her slenderness is now equal to one thigh.
I mean, come on now.
A trained actress and artistic model, Keeley studied theater as a child. It doesn't take much to bend over and take it in the ass.
Because she joined the adult industry at 18.
At 18.
Right off the deck. Straight to the porn.
But she not only worked at a porn shop as a porn shop employee, a buyer for two major companies. She's also a production assistant, a production manager, but also had her own radio show for about 2 years. Keeley began performing in explicit hardcore movies in 2006. She's appeared in X-rated features for such notable companies as Hustler, Girlfriends Films. Don't know about them. I know about Evil Angel. I know about Zero Tolerance and Wicked Pictures.
Yep.
Ryan was Pet of the Month for October 2009, issue of Penthouse, and Pet of the Year runner-up for 2011. That's not saying much. Moreover, Keeley writes the sex advice column, The Dirty Details, for the adult publication Penthouse. She's only gotten one nomination for an AVN award for Best All-Girl Couples Sex Scene in 2011. That is sad. She's been in this industry since 2006. And she's only been given one nomination for an AVN award. While there's other girls that have just got into the industry, maybe...
They always like the new ones, though. You got to give AVN awards. They always like the new ones. The newest ones always get a spotlight. The names that have been around forever just quickly get bored. Like, it just happens. There's a few flukes in the system, like this name that you're Googling up right now.
I want to see how many AVN awards she was nominated for. Let me see. I gotta go to her IMDb page. IMDb page. Where is it at? No, but go ahead and film it.
Mia Khalifa is who our debutante over here, master of the keyboard, is looking up right now. He wants to verify award to award count.
So she started. Well, she was born in 1993. Okay, so you guys got to remember, Mia Khalifa was only in the industry for 2, maybe 3 years.
Which is considered normal, the way I understood it.
But she made so much money that...
Because she was fucking good.
And she leveraged herself... Where's her bio?
She didn't work for cheap.
No, she didn't. I mean, she had other names. Mia Callista, Sarah, Shimon. I mean, come on now. She's married to Wyatt O'Brien. Got a divorce in 2016. Damn. She only claims that she's only made $12,000 during her entire porn career. However, Bang Bros, the company for which she made several films, has said that it paid her more than $178,000 in total. It doesn't specify how many. I gotta find out. I need to know.
Okay, so search up AVN awards.
This is
the type of tangents that we're going on today.
So we're going to talk about magic and some other stuff.
But we circle back to it. I didn't do this on purpose, but this is fun as shit. Not going
to
lie.
So we go to the AVN actual. Oh, goddamn. Ooh, yeah, she's a... Well, she was nominated a couple of times. But let's just say... Well, I'll bring up one of my favorites, Lil Lupe. She had like 6 AVN awards her first year.
Okay.
So, man, I don't know. You only got one, and it's 2011. Okay. That was 5 years after you started porn.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was for a girl on girl. But, you know, well, let's get back to Gavin here. So Gavin is our man. He's following a porn star. I wonder if he's...
Who else is he following?
No, makes me wonder, man, if he... you know what, man? Can't say, man. Guy's got game. You know, he wants to talk to a porn star. I mean, why not?
Yeah. He's never made reference to
when he's in Vegas. You know, when he's in Vegas,
smash.
Go right ahead, man, because 99% of them stars are over there.
That's true.
He's got a mommy complex. I mean, why not? Man, that's good. You know, yeah.
Good for him.
And I mean, Jesse would fucking be all up on this. She's not tattooed, but she thick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh, she live in L.A.
Yeah.
Hey, man, she 3.5 hours away from Vegas, so. I don't know, bro. She got a big-ass bruise on her fucking arm right there. All right, man, no more talking about this bitch. I can't, no, no more.
All right, finally gonna reel him back
in. Let's get on fucking away from Gavin, man. But let's move on to the rules committee. And what were you talking about? You brought some shit up about the rules committee.
So the CAG had some updates. There's some new people in the top of the food chain here with the January update.
Okay, so rule clarification 11. So there's no changes to cards being banned. So nothing's been banned as of 1/25/2021. Which is good. But let me see. They have... We've had some questions about Karn, the Great Creator's -2 ability, and whether the part of it that doesn't refer to outside the game work. They do. So we added a couple of words to remove any ambiguity from the rules. God, I can actually say that word. The goal is to set the default space for outside the game to empty and let playgroups choose amongst themselves if they want to fill it with anything. So, these must be the new members at the end. We'll be saying size of... Yeah, we'll expanding the size of CAG. For now, we're adding 4 people who represent some of the marvelous voices filling out the commander chorus. Jim LePage.
Mm-hmm.
Is well known for his community building and keen magic mind. Another sharp magic brain, Rachel Weeks. Really? He's also a co-host of the Commander Sphere podcast. Really? God.
No, keep going.
And graphic artist who has been a frequent guest on the Commander RC Twitch stream. Daquan Watson is a longtime Magic community advocate and activist who hosts the Color of Magic podcast, which is fine. U.S. Army Major Greg Sablin, who we've been chatting with for more than a year now, represents the vast global military commander community. Hold on a minute now.
This is why I wanted you to read on this.
I have a fucking problem with this.
Yeah, I figured there was going to be a problem.
When has WotC in the last 20 fucking years done anything for the military? When has the commander groups or anything in general ever supported the military? In any way, shape, or form. I mean, let's see. Suicide prevention, homeless vets, soup kitchens for vets, or anything like that. Nothing. So now all of a sudden you want to get a U.S. Army major as one of your rules committee. This is a token job to get more veterans and active military involved in Magic. That is it. That is a fucking power grab.
Well, and to go along with that, Mr. Daquan Watson, I feel like that was also, unfortunately, I hate to fucking say it, it was a token move.
Yeah. Because why? There's nobody of real true ethnic color of.
It's a limited community. It really is.
It is.
I felt both of those last two were really.
I gotta see this. I gotta see this picture. I mean.
Starts with the four RCs. We know them.
God, I hate my dogs. But Josh Lee Kwai. Oh, Rachel Angs. He's of color, but everybody else is not exactly sparkling there. So I've seen the Kwan. I've watched Color of Magic on YouTube and whatnot. He's decent.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that he's a fan of several sports, especially basketball and American football, and is a huge lover of gummy candies. Why do you... What?
I don't know who wrote their mini captions on this page. And we're looking at the mtegcommander.net website, where they actually have these profiles for each person now on the CAG and RC. And this is just the captions that they have for them. And I'm like, somebody hire them a fucking writer. Please. Please.
I mean, come on, man. That's kind of fucked up. Since then, he's been a retailer, writer, competitor, organizer, marketeer, commentator, and content creator for the game. Content creator is YouTube.
Excuse me.
Commentator is for his YouTube channel, marketing for, of course, all that. He now spends his time tackling social issues around the game on his Magic podcast. We tried doing social issues with the game by doing the All Black cast. Asking those hard-hitting questions. It's like, what was it like to be a black man playing basically a white man's game?
Yeah.
No one gave two shits about us fucking doing it.
No, that's true.
Now all of a sudden it's politically correct and they want it done now. I love his YouTube channel, blah blah blah. He plays most formats competitively, and when it comes to Commander, he's on the casual side of things. Okay, but the last sentence is still he's a fan of several sports. Why does it state that he is a fan of several sports? I don't see Knight or Jim LePage here with nothing with no sports. And
I honestly, Stubbs, like I said, they just had to fill out the page somehow. And
this seems a little bit racist.
That last
because
line
he's a black man, you're gonna have to throw in basketball and American football. Maybe he likes soccer. This is who I wanted to see. Greg Sablin started Magic since 4th edition. Took a break from 2002 to 2013. Thank you for your service. Both deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan. Thank you again. 2014 quickly became immersed in EDH. And tapping Bazaar Baghdad to draw two cards felt great again. Since then, Greg has become a level 1 judge and possibly our possibility storm analysis. And has appreciation for professionally done alters on Magic cards. He serves as a moderator for professional MTG alter resources and community and manages his own alter website. He holds a master's degree in both civil and nuclear engineering, as well as being a licensed professional engineer. Okay, here we go. He is nearly 15-year active duty, lives in Japan with his wife, okay, and his kids. This is why I wanted to see. He's from Guam. He enjoys cooking, island-style barbecue, teaching, and throwing his kids around in judo, and of course, walks the beach. He's Asian, again. He lives in Japan. And, of course, he has to throw his kids around in judo.
Yeah, I get what you're going to... Now, mind you, I didn't read these exact things before I brought up this item. I just saw the names in the short statement on Twitter.
Man, okay.
And I'm like, okay, this is going to be an interesting thing to just bring to the fucking table. Lay it down and be like, all right, have fun.
Rachel Weeks is a Los Angeles-based podcaster, writer, comedian for the western suburbs of Chicago. She's new to magic. She's new to magic. That's the reason why she's on here. She co-stars in Better Than Heroes. You know why? I can imagine that Better Than Heroes has a big following.
Yeah, probably.
And they need another female on here that is going to bring more influx of people. She has performed stand-up comedy since 2014 and appeared on NBC's First Look, Sasso's Hidden America with Jonah Ray, and The Risk podcast. She co-hosts the Comedy Commander podcast, The Command Sphere, with Dan Sheehan. Does graphic designs for Channel Fireball and has designed a series of magic-inspired playmats for Inks Gaming. Okay. She's fine. But I'm sorry. The page is... He's... Okay, he's from Spike Feeders.
Yeah. I as soon as I saw the name, I knew it was one of the guys from the Spike Feeders. Which, again,
but
big
following. You look at his little synopsis of what he has for what he is, compared to Daquan and...
And Greg.
And Greg.
They wanted to focus... on something. They found something to focus on.
Focused on, oh, look, these guys usually don't play magic, which is bullshit. I just want to kick Sheldon in the fucking balls.
Don't do that.
But they kicked some people out from the RRC.
Well, so from what I understand, they don't kick people out. It's people who just decide that they need to step down. It's too much time involved, blah, 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 whatever.
I don't know. What do you take from some of the shit that they were talking about on this?
I feel like it virtue signaling on behalf of the RC for Daquan. It's unfortunate. I hate to say that, but that's exactly what I felt just looking at it. And Greg, again, a different take on virtue signaling. Trying to go military.
Yeah, that one.
The problem. So I get your argument, but now he's retired. If he was active duty and still trying to do this,
they said that he's still active duty. But
oh, okay,
15 years active duty. But he served in Afghanistan
in 2014.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just feel like, again, that's just another.
I look at it like this: why all of a sudden? Why are they going to put a member of the military that's still active duty that doesn't have the same, might not have the same political views as a lot of other people, especially when the man is 15 years in.
Yeah, true.
Okay, and he's seen Obama and obviously Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
And at the end of, George Jr., so, and now Biden, so, I don't know, man.
Tough call.
I'm not going to go there, man. I can't, man. Thank you for your service, Greg.
If anything, yeah. Thank you for your service.
I salute you.
Sure. I just hope they're not trying to use you for some weird poll, honestly.
Yeah,
Daquan, thing, same thing. I hope they're not using you for some bullshit poll.
Now, see, I can see Daquan. Why didn't they invite the guys from the One Magic podcast, the YouTube channel that we go to? One More Mana.
One More Mana.
Right?
Not PG enough.
I mean, those guys know their shit.
They know their shit, but are they PG enough for them? That's my only thing. They're borderline. Yeah, they're pretty clean when it comes to their episodes and whatnot, but I think that may not translate to personal life.
Yeah, true.
True. I mean, look at us. We don't give a shit and whatever. But then you hop over to you when you're on Brewing the 99. That's your PG life.
Yeah, if you notice, I've calmed down a little bit on the podcast. Like, I'm not cussing as much.
It's rubbing off on you. I fucking hate it. Come back.
It's not so much rubbing off on me. It's like,
oh, I know.
The shock value is, you know what, man? People know me. I'm still going to cuss. I'm still going to drop the F-bomb. I'm still going to, you know, be a dick. But when it comes down to it, nowadays it's, I'm not going to sell out this podcast because there's no way this podcast can ever sell out.
No.
Because that's where we sell out on the other one. So,
yeah, you sell a hardcore to, what, hot sauce and...
and everything else.
El Yutuco.
Exactly. And shit's good, too. So, let's move on to...
I'm not going to lie, it is.
Let's move on to EDH Rec.
All right. I can run with this one. Finally, I can get some real chat in. EDH Rec had a major update to their website. A lot of search algorithms are now streamlined. The webpage just actually looks a lot better on its face value. It don't look like it's been 15 plus years old now.
The problem is I don't like the ads. Well, you have this big, huge fucking ad right here, which I'm going to fucking thumbs down.
Yeah. Like, and I get that. Ads...
Well, they got to make some money. I mean,
they ain't selling anything. They have their own podcast and their own Patreon separate.
Yep.
But that's more connected to the podcast, not so much the website. The website at this point is just sort of a self-running engine.
Yeah, it's not bad. Well, the thing is, it's not bad. It's, here's my girl. Yeah. What is this? Seeker, God of Trees?
Mm. Yeah. So Bob's kind of scrolling around, clicking some buttons, just see what happens.
Yeah, I want to see, man. You know what? So if you go up to the top now, man, when you hit rec, it's your recs. I mean, you put in your commander, partner commander, put in your deck list. So, you click sets, and it has the last five sets. Zendikar Rising Commander. Zendikar Rising, Commander Legends, Keldheim, Commander, Keldheim. Yep. Precon.
They have a whole upgrades. They have a whole separate section for just precons and upgrades for those decks. And it's more loosely based on their podcast.
Which is fine.
Which will connect to their articles. But then you'll still see the recommended deck lists and everything else.
The top commanders. I'm going to go to the top commanders. I like seeing what the top commanders,
the big upgrade here is it used to be only the top 20.
Yep.
Now it's infinite.
So you have past week, past month, past 2 years. So you can literally...
You can now scroll down to the worst commander ever if you just keep clicking that load more button.
Loading more and more, and it just keeps going and going. So it gives you a chance to see every general that you're gonna or command that you're gonna be running. So again, Golos rank number one, Big Daddy, 5,811 decks.
Yep.
Big Mama Atraxa, 5,074. So that's
And also with partners, there's been a big update to the way searching through partners changed. Right there. Partners.
Right below that. Bam. Partners.
Originally, there was a issue with when you clicked on a partner, it would only bring up...
One half of it?
Only the one half.
Yep.
And mainly decks that are going single commander with using a partner. For whatever
Let's
fucking
see
reason.
who has the best or the biggest number here. Oh, Witchmaw.
Yep, the Witchmaw. And then you gotta scroll down a little bit, and there you go.
There you go. You have
your most popular Witchmaw partners is Ikrit Shadik and which one is that? Ishai.
Yeah,
is that Ishai. The one behind it?
Ojutai Dragon Speaker. Yep. And I love the fact that the ones that they're using are all the etched foil variants from the Commander Legends.
I mean, they just look good.
Yeah, they are. They're sexy, man. They're fucking sexy as shit. So, again, yeah, that's the number one partner there. But the one that has the most, Thrasios and Tenma.
Most decks. 1,577
Jeez,
total partner dude. Decks.
And
which is
not,
CDH. But.
The one that you said out earlier has only got 82.
Yeah, I don't know. Not sure how it's why it's organized that way, but I mean, there's only what 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7
yep.
combinations possible.
And let's
in
go.
The most
Glintai
popular.
Is the second one, and again, top 7: Vile Smasher and Thrasios, 1,300 decks.
Mm-hmm. No surprise.
29 decks for Ludwig and Rehan.
Poor guys. Stuck in the bottom of the pole.
I kind of like the new layout. If you guys hear a dog in the backyard or background, don't mind him. He's a little asshole. Let me see. I want to hit commanders again. Oh, well, it goes down to mono, 2-color, 3-color, and 4-color like before. Cards. We got top cards. Oh, I see saltiest cards.
Top cards played in MTG.
Yeah.
In all
top
colors.
Cards past 2 years. All colors. And, of course, let's go with the top 10. So, Soul Ring, Swords of Plowshares, Cultivate, Counterspell, Izzet Signet, Boros Signet, Kadama's Reach, Dimir Signet, Orzhov Signet, Cyclonic Rift. And coming in close second, or close is Rakdos 11th. Signet. Smothering Tide.
Surprise it's that far down, to be
but
fair.
But all these Signets, though.
Yeah, well, you would expect those. Not going
to
so lie.
Now let's go to the
but what's
saltiest,
saltiest cards of all time? Hmm.
Stacks.
Stack piece in good old Stasis. Stacks piece in Winter Orb. Expropriate. Vorinclex. Jackal Hop. Static Orb. Jingataxis. Cyclonic Rift. Decree of Annihilation.
And Armageddon.
Armageddon.
And then number 11, Tabernacle of Pendrevale.
And I think that's a fair spot for it just because it's unrealistically priced.
Yeah, you can't get that.
You
I mean,
ain't going to buy that. No one's going to. It's probably a very proxied card. I'll say that. But well, top 100 saltiest.
Yeah, I like this. I like this. Of course, you got my. Let's go by combos.
Most popular combos?
Yeah, they got combos now.
Mono white combos, mono blue.
Let's go to Witch Maw. 150 decks. Let's see. Witch Maw. Bam. And they show you the fucking cards. Corpse Knight, Food Chain, and Miss Hallow. Griffin.
Yep, Fu Chang combo. Let's see. You've got Viscerseer, Protean Hulk, Necromunda.
Or Nomads Encore, Narcomoeba, Flash, Cephalon, Illusionist,
and Bloodthirst.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they got some. I like this. This gives you a shot of, hey, this is how much it is. Like for this one that's in 7 decks, you got Slesnia Sanctuary, Retreat to Hargra, Retreat to Coral Helm, right? And Llanowar Scout. And if you notice the pricing on this, is
that's a budget league combo.
That is definite budget league. It's under fucking $2.
You know what? No.
And that's in green, blue, black. That is, dude, that's cheap.
I'm starting to realize that this next round of Budget League is going to be, should be called a Combo League.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I'm just going to go click around a little bit, go see what I can find in Budget Combos and Grixis.
Just to piss people off.
Just so I can stay competitive.
We can talk about the Budget League. So, what do you think of this? This new look. So let's go to Grixis. 86 decks. 86 different. Decks.
So I am a huge fan of EDH Rec. I love using it as a search engine.
Rowl, Storm Conduit, and Chain of Smog.
Two-card combo?
Discard target player draw discards or target player discards two cards from his or her hand. That player may copy this spell and may choose a new target for that copy. Whenever you cast a cast or copy an instant or sorcery spell, Rowl Storm Conduit deals one damage to target, opponent, and player or planeswalker. -2, whenever you cast your next instant or sorcery spell this turn, copy that spell. You may choose a new target for that copy.
That's pretty good.
And you know how much that is? Oh, 30. It's 85 cents. Oh, man. That's actually... That right there is the cheapest one that I've seen so far. Most everything has got stuff that's starting out big money. No. Yeah, because see, I'd go right here. Viscerous Seer. Spark Double's $5, man. Murderous Red Cap. 41 cents.
Yep, makes sense.
Okay. If we can keep it under like $4 or $5.
That one on the left. No, wait, never mind. Arcane Adaptation is expensive.
$3.
Oh, well, that's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but Goblin Bombardment, that's $6, bro.
Oh, shit. Really? Some bitch.
Oh, we got Walking Atlas.
Retreat to Hagra, Retreat to Coralhelm, and a Bounce Land.
That's under $3.
Yeah.
All of that is under $3. And there's a... Is it Boilworks? Well, Nyxalis is not that. You notice the Walking Atlas and Retreat to Coralhelm is in a lot of the combos. If you have Walking Atlas, Retreat to Coralhelm is the same one.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a different
payoff. And again, right here, another... $250 budget Walking Atlas, Tunneling Geoped, Retreat to Coralhelm, Dimir Aqueduct.
And a Bounce Land. Yeah. So what this shows me is just a bunch of good options that revolve around the same cards.
Great, man. You know, I like this. I love this. Nevi's Disc. Ooh. 79 cent. Anger is the most expensive thing. So this is under $4. For a board wipe.
It's infinite board wipes.
Yep.
Marisil the Pretender, Anger, Aetherling, and Nevenraw's Disc. Yeah, that combo ain't budget. Obeka, infinite turns. This is not budget anymore. Yeah.
Well, fucking Thassa's Oracle, Tainted Pack, Cast, and Intuition. That ain't budget either. But there again... Walking Atlas, Retreat to Coralhelm, Rakdos
Carnarium, and
Kossi's Ravager.
One of our landers play deals one damage to darker player. Yeah.
Yep.
Just the landfall trigger. It's too good.
Damn, dude. Yeah, there's a lot of that Walking Atlas. Every time I see Walking Atlas, it's usually the same three cards.
It's just a different payoff card in the end.
This is under $6.
Heaven Ghoul's Lich. Yeah. Yep. Let's see. Time Stream Navigator, Anala, Crystal Shard. Yeah, a way to take infinite turns.
Heaven Ghoul Lich, Memnite, and Thermopod. I like being able to showcase the snow creature.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know, there's a lot of... I'm looking at some of these, man. You know, I could put these in my deck.
I might just do that, too.
Conspiracy. Malcolm and Reckless Fireweaver. That is literally fucking $450.
How much
or is $350. Conspiracies.
$319. Card King for $1.99?
$1.99 for Card Kingdom. So... Yep. Mystery Booster Foil. Let's
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Arcadian Mask. $4 and some change. That one. Let's go to time. Yep. Your cheapest.
Is a foil.
You can do this for $250. This combo is literally $250. Right here. $250.
And if you build the deck right, Malcolm's one of your commanders. Even better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh.
So I'm telling you guys, if you're wanting to do this, the budget league, there's a few spots left from what I've been told, what I've heard.
Yes, sir. We're pushing for 30.
32?
Yeah.
Is that the magic number?
16. Yeah, 32 players. Hey, so what do you like that Suchi being at $70, bro?
Is that it? I thought it was
Card Kingdom's $110 or $120.
Well, Card Kingdom's also expensive as hell.
Yeah, but you know, I still like selling stuff to them.
Yeah.
I'm just looking, man. There's a lot of cheap budget
Underworld Breach combos. Yeah.
So, I like it. But let's move on to the next thing here.
Our final topic of the night.
Yeah, the final topic of the night, man, is going to be Keldheim. Whatever the fuck the thing
card
is.
Prices.
Vikings. Oi.
Oi.
So I got a collector's booster today.
Yeah. How'd that go?
So today is Wednesday the 3rd. So I bought one box prior to this last week during pre-release. And I pulled, you know, the green god that I wanted to run.
Esika.
Then I pulled another one today and a foil version of her.
Regular foil.
But the first pack that I opened up, my last card in it was the Phyrexian Vorinclex foil.
Ooh.
So I've been downing fucking Magic for the last couple of months. You know, Keldheim is not that great, but I pulled my lotto card.
And, yeah, you hit the lotto.
$375. Mm-hmm. You know, non-foils are $40 to $70, depending on what you want. So, do I want to keep this? I don't see myself playing this exact card. I rather downgrade it to five.
Yeah. Would you rather trade in the foil for another collector's box?
See, I thought about doing that. I mean, that's literally coming up. They can get rid of it. And, you know, I got another collector's box. I can do whatever the hell I want with this. Like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, let's do this. But I'm thinking to myself, it's like, no. I know Brad's really wanting this card, so we'll see. He's got a bunch of shit that I need.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you never know. Someone might come along and, hey, you know, I got all these, what's it called? Expeditions from the recent Zendikar.
And not bad.
There's a few cards I need to fill out, and, you know, I want multiples of. Every time I see those $4 or $5 Grove of the Burn Willows or whatever, man, I got to pick them up, man.
Yeah, cheap.
I got 10 good. Of them.
Yeah, really?
Hey, you know what? I got a feeling that Modern is going to hit once COVID fucking is done.
I hope to God it does.
The reason why is we got Modern Masters 2.0 coming out later on this year. So right now I'm looking at getting, and I always like playing Tron, so I'm looking at getting Tron pieces to build Tron again. Red green Tron?
Mm-hmm. Eh,
why not?
Yeah, makes sense. Let's see, what else is up here on the price highs?
We got Valky. I've seen the etched non-foil version of it, the showcase one. Card is nice, dude. Card is nice.
Yeah. His creepy-ass face.
you know. Let's look at pricing here. So we got Vorinclex Monstrous Raider.
The regular's at 40? Is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah, $40, $39.20, and foil is at $54. Valky's at $30 and $38 for a foil. Well, there's my girl. She's $15 for normal, $32 for foil. I pulled this dumbass too.
You've pulled a few of those because I picked one up off you.
I did get the full art world tree.
In foil.
As far as I know, I think that's going for like $75 right now. I'm not really into it for the fucking money, but, you know, I just look at it like, Jesus, for the $200 I spent on my box, dude, just the foreign clicks takes care of that. Yeah. Everything else is extra, so. And I got a bunch of foil snow-covered lands, so that's what I was looking for. Cool. That's actually what all I really want out of this is...
Foil snow-covered?
25 of each snow-covered land.
Yeah. I know a few people that are in the hunt for just the snow-covered lands, foil or non-foil.
Yeah, because you get those. They're nice. I mean, they're really nice.
And let me check TCG Player. I'm curious. Let's see what they're going for.
What, snow-covered lands?
Yeah, just
Let's look right now. Let's go to low to high market value. Damn. They're not on the first page. They're not on the second page.
Let's see. Snow-covered forests coming from Kaldheim, looking at 39 cents and 45 cents in non-foil.
Which, you know what?
The foil of the snow art that I like is $1.20 in foil. So, you know, if you're wanting to build, if you're thinking building a cube in the future, if you just want to pick up basics, this is another good time to pick up snow covered.
Well, as more of this set is being opened, those prices are going to drop.
Yeah.
For my cube, I ended up getting the Pokemon lands.
Yeah.
The foil versions of them.
Yep.
Because they were cheap.
Yeah, they were like, what, 50 cents?
So sometimes I was getting them for 20 to 23 cents. So I ended up ordering 250, you know, 50 of each color for the cube.
And that's the other thing that I've been seeing about, because cube, for whatever reason, I've seen talked about a lot about building cubes and recommendations changes. If you're going to build a cube, go way over on your basics that you have ready in sleeve, because honestly,
you're going to need more
because in the rare weird scenario that you got multiple people in monocolor, that one color is going to get tapped out hard.
Yeah, the reason why is my first cube I had 500 of each one. 500 each. Total, so 100 of each, because just in case two guys are running mono white decks or mono green decks or whatever, there was enough in there to actually, you know, showcase art. They fucking missed the boat on this, dude. I mean, they did not put fucking etched foiling in this.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you not want to put etched foiling in this set?
And there's been that argument, and that's been questioned, and they literally said, because by the time Voil Etched was designed, this shit was already printed. It was too late.
Ooh, $42 for that Valky showcase.
That creepy face in the snow.
$70 for that foil. It looks like the Joker. He looks like Jared Leto.
I mean, you're right. I see it. I still like that art. Probably one of my favorite arts for it.
I do like the Foreign Clicks Monstrous Rider showcase.
Yep.
And there's my girl. She's 18.
Don't worry, Bob. She'll come down.
All the Teferis.
Yeah. What? $7, $8? $9?
Yep. Oh, how the mighty have fallen from $30 and $60.
I'm happy. I just opened mine.
But if you notice, out of all those rares, I only opened up two lands for my box.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. The full art flip lands, you only got two.
And
I opened one in three pre-release kits.
Pre-release kits.
because that's all I opened. I didn't want to open much for this. I figured, you know, I'm going to do what I normally do, buy singles.
Yeah, with this set, that's I advise you just to buy singles. It's not worth it to spend the extra money on.
Yeah, and yeah, hopefully, and I feel bad for the people who did go hard on the collector boxes hoping for lands. And when I mean lands, I mean the flip lands.
Yeah.
Because we all got hosed. I mean, 2-in-1 box, that's
yeah, because even my
bummer.
Normal non-collector booster, my normal booster box only had 2 lands.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be a little harder to get the mana base out of this one.
Yeah, probably dropping, what, $5 to $10 for the full arts.
Yeah, they might be a little bit more.
Yeah, true.
Well, guys, we got a Patreon, man. For as little as a dollar, you get added to the DGen chat. That means you get to talk to me. You get to talk to Parking Lot.
Hey.
Biffo and everybody else that frequents the chat. We also have a budget league going on. If you guys want to get involved, go over to Facebook and join the Commander Fight Club.
Go find the Commander Fight Club Facebook group on Facebook.
Yeah,
that's where we are holding this whole shebang. The whole thing's going to be run through there.
Yep, all the rules and everything are on there. So that means if you need to ask any questions, we'll gladly answer.
And you need to get on it in the next few days, within days of hearing this, seeing this episode go live, because you do have to submit your deck list so it's verified that it is budget.
What sucks is mine was budget.
Same.
Not anymore.
I'm currently 38 cents over, and that's because one of the cards went from $5 to like $5.50.
All right, guys. We also got Facebook. We got Instagram. Parking Lot's on Twitter.
Yeah, come find me. I am Parking Lot.
Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, for some reason, Alpha Sol Ring on Moxfields is 70 cents. Oh, do I wish. Oh, do I wish.
Yeah, don't we all?
Somebody find that price listing at 70 cent Alpha Sol Rings. Send it to me because I'll buy them all. Period.
Hey, it went down 3 cents. So, guys, this is Earl Grey.
Parking Lot.
And we'll see you in the next one.
Later. Death and turn away, we'll ride towards the fight. One attack.